Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Bus Stop Podcast. I'm Eric Wesley, Manager of Communications and Recognition, host of the Bus Stop Podcast. And we're joined today by Bill Blankenship, who's been with us once before. Bill, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you. School's out. Temperatures are rising. So that can only mean one thing for Greyhound, and that must mean it is summer travel season.
That is correct. It's a summertime. It's when absolutely we're the busiest. And what I always like to start off with, Eric, is just a brief safety message to all the employees out there, because it is a busy time. And, you know, we're going to be, our customers are going to be expecting to get to where they need to be on time. And we need to make sure we provide safe transportation to each and every one of our passengers. And we need to make sure our employees stay safe as well. So the one message that a 50-year safe driver told me this past year is that the key to his success was patience on the road. And after 50 years of success, we could learn a lot from that.
And those are words to definitely hold on to dearly, because there's going to be a lot of buses going across the landscape here over the summer. We have millions of people who choose to ride Greyhound as their method of transportation for taking trips with their families, going to different locations. So I'm sure you're excited about this summer travel season. Little bit different, I guess, right now, because we've had some restructuring that was done about a year ago, but then we recently restructured again heading into the summer travel season. So can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, the summer is when we make, you know, it's the busiest time of the year, as you mentioned. It's also, we're going to see a lot of new riders. We're going to see some repeat riders, but we're going to see a lot of new riders, and there's a real opportunity to improve the customer experience and show what Greyhound's all about. And so we need to make sure we have the right organizational structure to deliver on our customer promise. So what we've done is we're going to have a new dedicated team that's focused at the terminal level up to the director level and the corporate office, focused on how to provide great customer service each and every day, partnering with our commercial development team to eliminate the pain points that our customers currently experience. For example, you walk in a terminal today, our signage leaves a lot to be desired. What's a new rider do? Where do they go? What's the first thing they should do? And we need to work on those type of pain points to make it a more enjoyable and, quite frankly, an easier time for our customers to understand what they need to do.
So for the new customers, we want to make sure we're giving them everything they need to have that enjoyable experience once they step foot into the terminal. But it doesn't end there, because once they leave the terminal, they get on the bus and they're riding for X number of hours, but we also want that to be an enjoyable experience as well.
That's a great point, Eric. It's not just about the terminal experience, but it's on the bus experience. So our announcements that our drivers do a great job, but can we have a more consistent message? So we're looking at automating that announcement on the bus to help the driver give that consistent message each and every time to not just our new riders, but our existing riders that have used us before. It's also a great opportunity while they're on the bus, because the drivers do such a great job of representing Greyhound. It's another marketing tool for us to say, hey, we care about you and we want you to come back and use us again.
And so to help that, we have now Myron Watkins, who's been in the customer experience fray for quite some time. He's going to be given, I guess, a dedicated focus to our drivers and the bus experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Myron comes with us with over 20 years of experience. He does a great job for us, but we've asked him to take his experience through this customer journey, especially related to the bus, on the bus experience, and also the planning component that goes with the logistics of running the network, and asked him to have a single-minded, laser focus on addressing those pain points and improving the customer experience.
So on-time performance and safety, which you mentioned earlier, are definitely some key points, and I'm sure he's going to be looking into those things.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you look at on-time performance, our customers expect to get there on time. We have a published timetable, if we can provide that on-time performance at a really stellar level, a lot of those pain points go away. You know, people missing connections or holding buses for connections, which impacts other customers and so forth. And just one last thing on time performance, Eric. If we run on time, the enjoyment that the customers get out of the experience, it increases tenfold. It also removes a lot of stress on our employees by not running on time. We add a lot of stress to those employees with customer complaints and customers not being happy and missed connections. So if we run on time, we eliminate a lot of those pain points, and it's a better experience for everybody, not only the customers, but our employees.
And a new component, I guess I could say it's new, but maybe it's been there for some time, but commercial development is going to be partnering in this experience, this travel experience. So tell us about that and how that's going to play out.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Andy Kaplinski's group in commercial development has already done a ton of work in this area. Matter of fact, we hired an outside company that came out and actually took a lot of bus rides unannounced. And I'm not talking like one-hour bus rides. I'm talking like Atlanta to New York and
Across country.
Wow. And the guy that's going to be leading the commercial development, Sai Nori, took a really long bus ride. We interviewed customers in the terminal. We asked what they like. We did focus groups. And out of that, they identified well over 70 different pain points that makes Greyhound a little bit difficult to use at times, especially for those new riders and existing riders as well. And so they'll be leading the this initiative to really understand what the customer wants and for us to deliver it. So it'll be a great partnership between customer experience, operations, and commercial development.
So a little undercover boss type environment with them riding the bus to see where we are to help us move past those pain points and give our customers a great experience on the bus.
Absolutely. We're really just putting our, ourselves in the customer's shoes and understanding what they're experiencing, and so that we can help identify the things we really need to improve so the customer experience improves as well. So it's a great partnership, and everybody has a single-minded focus. I know I used that word earlier, but on how can we improve the customer experience? Because we improve the customer experience and it's more enjoyable. We get repeat riders, we grow, and everybody benefits in the long term.
So it's June now, and summer travel season ends September, Labor Day weekend. When you look back, or when you think about that, what do you envision this summer travel season being like as far as success?
Well, you know, Eric, I'm very optimistic. I think this is going to be our strongest summer in a number of years. I think our ridership is going to be up. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us to show what Greyhound's all about and to touch a lot of new riders and some existing riders that maybe used us in the past and provide that stellar customer service. But it's going to take each and every employee working together to make sure we deliver that service. Before we know it, summer will be over. We'll be in September. And there's all kind of new things coming, the driver app, driver scanning, electronic logging for our drivers. So we're not sitting still. There's a lot of change coming. But if I could just emphasize one thing to the entire work group, let's make sure that we provide that great service this year and treat people as we want to be treated when we go out and to any kind of a retailer.
Goes a long way when we treat people the way we want to be treated and give them the best service possible to keep a smile on their face and keep them coming back for return trips.
Absolutely.
Well, Bill, thank you for your time. We are obviously pleased to have you join us anytime on the podcast. And as always, everyone, remember, you are Greyhound. Be first, be safe, be stellar.
Thanks, Eric.